The plight of Syrians fleeing oppression and bloodshed should resonate with Americans who just celebrated Thanksgiving, according to President Barack Obama.
The world is still full of pilgrims, men and women who want nothing more than the chance for a safer, better future for themselves and their families. What makes America, America, is that we offer that chance.
In the aftermath of terrorist attacks in Paris, the House of Representatives voted to suspend admitting Syrian refugees.
Our nation has always been welcoming, but we cannot let terrorists take advantage of our compassion. This is a moment where it's better to be safe than to be sorry.
The White House has threatened a veto if the measure reaches Obama's desk, but restricting refugees is one of many initiatives the Republican-led Congress could attach to a spending bill that must be signed into law by December 11th when U.S. government funding expires or a partial federal shutdown would ensue.
The House will be in order.
Republicans also could attach a so-called rider to defund the nonprofit women's health group and abortion provider Planned Parenthood.
I don't think Planned Parenthood should get one red cent from the taxpayer.
December 11th will be here before we know it.
Democrats are crying foul over Republican tactics.
Democrats will work with Republicans to avoid an unnecessary government shutdown, but we will not accept vexatious riders that violate our principles.
Republicans insist they will press their party's policy goals.
I've been around here a while. We always have riders in appropriation bills.
End-of-year drama is nothing new in Congress, where lawmakers' resolve to stand and fight for their positions and priorities is tested by their collective desire to adjourn and get out of Washington for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.